Hi, I'm Prashant Gandhi. I'm Senior Director in Server Access and Virtualization Technology Group at Cisco Systems. Cisco, as you know, is a leader in networking and also providing compute infrastructure for data center and virtualization. My favorite thing at Build has been really understanding the Microsoft vision and seeing the technologies live in demo formats, and really meeting people, Microsoft speakers and others who have been developing the technology and interacting with them. That has been fantastic. Our teams at Cisco have been working with the Windows Server 8 teams since beginning of the year. But the business unit has been working with Windows Server team on our UCS Compute platform for several years. We've been working with Microsoft's server and networking team, specifically on the Hyper-V side, where Hyper-V framework provides extensibility capabilities, and Cisco networking infrastructure is being built as part of that extensibility framework, specifically switching extensions. The technologies that we are focusing on in Windows Server 8 is specifically related to Hyper-V and the Hyper-V switch extensions, where Cisco networking capabilities and functionalities are integrated with Hyper-V, leveraging these switch extensions. And what it provides really to customers is a benefit of the networking technologies that they are used to in the physical infrastructure, extending now to virtual infrastructure built through Hyper-V environments. We are showing today in our booth two capabilities, bringing network to Hyper-V or virtual environment in the form of a software capability, a software switch within Hyper-V environments. And the second demo is taking virtual machine traffic and presenting it to the external physical network to be able to provide network controls in the physical network. And two ways of providing networking, and we are demonstrating both these capabilities here, integrated into Hyper-V. Here we are showing Cisco Nexus 1000V integrated into the Hyper-V switch extension framework. Here is the Nexus 1000V switch as part of the extension framework, and if we click on the extensions, we see the 1000V switch here. And in the 1000V switch leverages the PowerShell CLI to integrate into the Hyper-V framework. We have three machines running: contractor, employee, and a resource, web resource. And each one is provided with different policies. And we will see that these two clients are accessing the web resource. And right now we have it open, so anyone can access it. Here is an employee who is going to access this resource, and employee is able to access it. Contractor accessing the resource, and the contractor is able to access it as well. We will go ahead and change the policy to secure the web server so that the contractor is no longer able to access this resource. And now we can see that by click of a button, we are able to secure the web server and the contractor is unable to access it. The fact that by integrating the Nexus 1000V, network team is able to leverage all of their tools, existing tools, for example, visibility and monitoring. They can leverage the Cisco network analysis module for application that are running in terms of which applications group there are, which hosts are talking, and which type of traffic is being run on the network. They can also leverage the management infrastructure. Today, they manage physical Nexus using the Data Center Network Manager, and now they can manage the virtual Nexus, Nexus 1000V, in Hyper-V, leveraging the same tool set. And if they're interested in firewall performance, the Cisco Virtual Security Gateway and its management center can apply policies to firewall policies to protect virtual environments running Hyper-V, including, for example, demilitarized zone and provide multi-tenancy. So here is an example of multiple tenants We have Cisco and Microsoft, for example, as two tenants running on the virtual infrastructure, isolated and completely secure with firewall policies, stateful firewall policies that can be applied in the infrastructure. So all of the ecosystem that exists today, leveraging Cisco toolset in the data center, can be extended to Hyper-V virtualized environments. We are showing here the UCS VMFlex demonstration, where first we are showing the Hyper-V Virtual Switch Manager, where in the extensions, switch extensions, we have the VMFlex forwarding extensions enabled. And we also have for hardware accelerated performance, in the hardware acceleration of the network adapter, SRIOV enabled. And we will leverage these capabilities in the demonstration that we are going to do to show the performance of the NIC bandwidth or the uplink bandwidth. First, we're going to apply a policy to constrain or rate limit the bandwidth to 1 gigabit, and that's what we have here as a quality of service policy. And now we'll run through it, and you want to show the graph on the 1 gigabit, and this is using 10% of the 10 gigabit bandwidth here, 9.93% of 10 gigabit, which is 1 gigabit performance. Now we will change the policy so that all 10 gigabit can be used at line rate by click of a button and leveraging the hardware acceleration through SRIOV. And now you'll see that the performance jumps to 100%. And now we are achieving line rate performance leveraging the adapter and the 10 gigabit uplink through the SRIOV extension. There are several benefits to the customer, and there are multiple use cases that they can leverage and meet using these technologies. One, as they are deploying Hyper-V in their environments, they would like to see that the network team has a consistent experience managing the physical infrastructure and also extending that to manage the virtual infrastructure. And with Cisco capabilities now embedded into Hyper-V in the form of Nexus 1000V or the UCS VMFlex technologies, customers get that consistent experience. Network team is able to now manage both the infrastructure in a consistent way, all the features are available, advanced visibility to virtual machine traffic, security, operational consistency, service level agreements, all of these capabilities are now available. Yet, we also support live migration, SRIOV, all of the policies configurations through SRIOV, and ability to provide 10 gigabit performance using our VMFlex technology on UCS. So lots of benefits within customer environments as they're deploying Hyper-V. Customers would like to, for example, virtualize DMZ, demilitarized zone. They would like to virtualize mission-critical applications. They would like to provide multi-tenant infrastructure with security, with visibility to virtual machine traffic, exactly the way their compliance environments, audit environments are today done in their physical networks, and they would like to reap the benefits of lower cost, agility in the virtual environment while meeting all of the compliance, auditing, security, isolation mechanisms. And with the technologies that they're used to in the physical environment now available in the virtual environment, also with performance and the same capabilities, that we are able to accelerate their virtualization deployments and their deployments in private cloud and public cloud environments.